The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him and reflect about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the lengthy tradition, lengthy in explanation. It's not really lengthy in words as such, but it's the advice that the Prophet gave to our first Imam, alayhim as-salam. Here the Prophet says to Imam alayhi salam, wa alayka bi tilawatil Quran ala kulli halin. And it is upon you, and I advise you to accustom yourself to reciting the Quran at all times, fi kulli hal. You know, the Quran is a blessing that we accept, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet it is a blessing that oftentimes is quite overlooked by us, you know. It is not something that we use with the reverence that it deserves. That this Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, can cure my gham, can cure my difficulties, it can guide me to the right path. Yet you find that we don't utilize the Quran in that way. You know, just from the perspective, I think there are many obstacles that we create for ourselves with the Quran. You know, I think that one of them is that we have sometimes relegated the Quran to something we emphasize for children and not for us as adults. You know, we will pay for our kids to go to Quran classes, and we should, right? We will pay for them to be trained on how to read the Holy Quran, and we should. But then, like, if I as a parent am deficient in my recital, then maybe I should pay for myself to go to classes, right? Do you understand or no? Like, how can we pay all this money to our kids, which is important, but then how can I be satisfied with my poor reciting, you know? And this is something that I think is a problem we need to fix, right? It's never too late to take classes of the Quran. It's never too late to learn how to recite the Quran. And sometimes I think we just don't realize we need it, you know? Like, how many times, in many ways, I think our kids recite better than us as adults because we have paid for their classes, you know? And only if we had done the same. Like, I think sometimes we just don't fail to hear ourselves reciting to see the mistakes we make in pronunciations, you know? It's interesting that we don't hear it, to be quite honest, because, you know, there are, just to give an example, like, there is the then there is the zalim, then there is the za, and then there is the dad. And we say za for everything. Za, 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 za. I was like, Baba, if it was only za, then God would have picked one letter. He wouldn't have picked four different letters, you know what I mean? And I don't understand why we don't pick that up, you know? And the fact that we make this mistake shows that, man, I think I need to go to a few classes. Right? And this is something that, again, is the problem, that we have relegated the Quran for children and say that this is something children should learn, when we have not focused that same attention on us as adults. We have them sitting on our shelves, right? There came a time, you know, when I think this was about 5 or 6 years ago, where I refused to accept any more copies of the Quran. You know, I have enough Qurans at home, right? People gift Qurans, people create hadiyas for like their marhumin, and they print and they have these Qurans. You don't need 20 copies of the Qurans in your house. Yeah? 2-3 copies are good. If you have multiple members, 1 or 2 for each one that you're comfortable in reciting, even that might be a lot if you have 10 copies of Quran in your house, you know? But if all of you are readers, then okay, good. That's fine. I think we need to invest better. As far as if we want to do something for our marhumin, there are enough copies of the Qurans. We don't need to print more. Because all they end up doing is sitting on our shelves. And I think that in that, there is a disrespect to the Holy Quran. Yeah, it collects dust, it sits there, because you know, you're going to use the Quran you're comfortable using. You're not going to use these other things. And so, you know, people often give me gifts, but please don't gift me Qurans. Yeah, because I don't like to take them, to be quite honest, because they sit there, right? Because I have my favorite Quran that I read, and that's the one that I am comfortable with. Or we have relegated the Quran to be used as something that's occasional, like it's based on occasion, right? So istikharas, we will take out the Quran. Shahru Ramadan, we will take out the Quran. We are traveling, we will walk under the Quran, right? When we get married, we walk under the Quran. But then that's how we use the Quran. That's not the purpose of the Quran, right? That's not the aim. Yes, even the amal that we do on Laylatul Qadr, what is the aim of that head over the head? We talked about it. It's a figurative demonstration that I'm doing to Allah that I will walk under its guidance, isn't it? So the Quran, I think, has in a way been not given the reverence that it has, that this is not a book of decoration. This is not a book that I can just read any way that I want without even having the skills of understanding or reading. And we're just talking about reading here. We're not even talking about the depths of what is available. There has to be some respect to the Quran and what is there, right? The fact that progress went into the Holy Quran in its infancy, right? If you look at the infancy of the Quran, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, there was no need for a written copy of the Quran. Right? Because people were memorizers at that time, and they had memorized the Quran. But there was still a written copy available. It's not that it was not available. The fact, you know, like what's proven is that when the Prophet says that I am leaving behind my family and Kitab Allah, you only call Kitab Allah to something that is available in writing. You wouldn't call it without that, right? And so it was available, but it was something that was not really utilized by the people. And then later, when progress was made and there were needs for more copies of the Quran to be available, eventually it got to a stage where the Quran was written without any dots, right? Without any dots and without any fathas, dhammas, and kasras, right? Diacritical marks. Because the Arabs were proficient in recognizing what was the word. So again, it's quite interesting that you have a ba without a dot. It could be a ba, ta, or tha, right? Or a seen, could be a seen or a sheen, or a seen, if it was written, could be a ba, ta, or sa, or a tha, or it could be a seen or a sheen. We would be utterly lost, yeah, but they were very proficient in that, and they knew how to read it without the fathas, dhammas, and kasras. But it was only when non-Arabs or Arabs of different dialect other than the Quraysh began to join Islam, that they found that there were too many mistakes being made. And so there was a recognition of mistakes then, and to prevent it, steps were taken, like the diacritical marks, like the dotting, and all of these things, so that it removes or prevents mistakes. And so mistakes is something that you and I should not read the Quran with, right? We should have some level of proficiency with the Quran. And the way, I think one of the most important ways of having proficiency with the Quran is to read the Quran frequently. You know, the reason why we stumble with the Quran is because we don't read it as often as we should.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
Oh, please, oh. صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.